week 12 of the NFL season is now one for the books, and as they say at the Derby,
and down the stretch they come!
Nando DeFina joins us yet again from the Wall Street Journal. Nando, you know, the thing that was surprising about this weekend of football was that there weren't really any surprises, right?
That's true. I mean, you're finally getting a week where it's kind of it's calm. The waters are calm right now.
A little disappointment in Chicago for Mike Vick and Philadelphia. They fell 31-26 to the Bears and quarterback Jay Cutler. Was that kind of a surprise?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, I guess if you really are as deep into the NFL as I've become, you know, just incidentally, last week the Bears had taken on Tyler Thigpen, this guy who's kind of similar to Vick. I mean, he's nowhere near as good as Vick is, but he's got the same kind of style where he likes to run a lot. And they shut him out, so you knew they could kind of handle that kind of quarterback, and that's what they did.
Okay. So the couple games in which it was really close enough to make an exciting game to the end. Atlanta, last-minute field goal to beat Green Bay 20-17, and New York comes back to defeat Jacksonville at home. These late-season wins, do they help morale heading towards the playoffs?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can definitely make – I mean, it's another win, and you're talking about two teams who are in the fight for, you know, first in their division and looking at, you know, first-round buys in the playoffs. It's not looking too far ahead, but, I mean, like these little late wins where, you know, everyone just kind of comes together and you jump on the field and everyone's happy. I think they help a lot more than the losses hurt.
Is it all? I mean, let's just talk about. I mean, obviously, people are starting to quarterback or try to figure out who's going to be in the playoffs and who's not. And you got this whole weekend where the people who were expected to win won. Does that mean that we kind of know who's going to be in the postseason?
No, I don't think there's so much zaniness going on this season. I mean, just weird things happening. And I mean, you look at a division. I think like the AFC South where. You've got the Tennessee Titans who are in a total free fall and are still, you know, just one game out. You've got the NFC West where pretty much every team has a losing record and everyone's still kind of in it. Those are going to be kind of fun to watch just because it's such a weird thing. But, I mean, there are a couple teams who have it wrapped up. Obviously, like the Patriots and the Jets are definitely going to make it. But outside of that, it's kind of like a wild, wild west for the last few weeks.
All right. Well, let's ask you about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is something that our director, Jay Cowett, is interested in. They announced their semifinalists for this weekend, and there's some pretty big names on here. Marshall Faulk, Jerome Bettis, of course, Chris Carter, Deion Sanders, Shannon Sharp, Charles Haley, Tim Brown. It's a pretty star-studded list of semifinalists. And our director, Jay Cowett, wants to know is if you think this is the greatest class of semifinalists ever.
That's a very loaded question.
Yeah.
You can definitely make an argument. See, what happened, you know, as the game kind of evolved, you know, these players got more serious about it. So you're going to see a lot more, I guess, you know, record-setting players and players who were fourth and fifth all-time on the rushing list, like Bettis and Curtis Martin. I'd really like to see something happen like last year. I mean, Floyd Little got in because this guy, Tom Mackey, just lobbied and made it his passion to get Floyd Little into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, this list has Ray Guy on it, who's a punter.
Yeah.
You know, there's no punter in the Hall of Fame. This guy was one of the best. And, you know, those little stories make it awesome. I mean, Ray Guy is this awesome, awesome football player beyond, like, the Curtis Martins and the Jerome Bettises, who's just kind of lingering there. So,
but some good players are going to have to wait.
A lot of these are going to – I mean, you can only bring five from this modern era. There are only seven altogether. There's a long list of really good players that, I mean, you look at Deion Sanders, Shannon Sharp. These guys were great. And in the modern era, people were saying, are they the best of their position ever?
I'm totally okay not hearing more about Deion Sanders, though. I mean, I'm fine with that.
No, Nando DeFina. Remember that.
Nando DeFina, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.